"They say you shouldn't do it," said Granny, "but I reckoned, what's another 7 years' bad luck?" Image after image shatters all the way around the great curve of the mirror world, the crack flying out faster than light. "You have to break both to be safe. You've upset the balance."
"Oh, I did."
Granny stepped forward, her eyes two sapphires of bitterness.
"I'm going to give you the hiding our mam never gave you, Lily Weatherwax. Not with magic, not with headology, not with a stick like our dad had. And used a fair bit, as I recall, but with skin. And not because you was the bad one, not because you meddled with stories. Everyone has a path they got to tread. But because, and I want you to understand this properly, after you went, I had to be the good one. You had all the fun. And there's no way I can make you pay for that, Lily, but I'm surely going to give it a try."
"But I'm the good one," Lily murmured, her face pale with shock. "I'm the good one. I can't lose. I'm the godmother. You're the wicked witch, and you've broken the mirror."
Moving like a comet, the crack in the mirrors reaches its furthest point and curves back, speeding down the countless worlds.
"You've got to help me put it... The images must be balanced," Lily murmured faintly, backing up against the remaining glass.
"Good, good. Feeding people to stories, twisting people's lives, that's good, is it?" said Granny. "You mean you didn't even have fun? If I'd been as bad as you, I'd have been a whole lot worse. Better at it than you'd ever dreamed of."
She drew back her hand. The crack returned towards its point of origin, carrying with it the fleeing reflections of all the mirrors. Her eyes widened, the glass smashed and crazed behind Lily Weatherwax. And in the mirror, the image of Lily Weatherwax turned around, smiled beatifically, and reached out of the frame to take Lily Weatherwax into its arms.
Lily.
All the mirrors shattered, exploding outwards in 1,000 pieces from the top of the tower, so that just for a moment it was wreathed in twinkling fairy dust. Nanny Og and Magrat came up onto the roof like avenging angels after a period of lax celestial quality control. They stopped. Where the maze of mirrors had been were empty frames. Glass shards covered the floor, and lying on them was a figure in a white dress. Nanny pushed Magrat behind her and crunched forward cautiously. She prodded the figure with the toe of her boot.
"Let's throw her off the tower," said Magrat.
"All right," said Nanny. "Do it then."
Magrat hesitated.
"Well," she said, "when I said let's throw her off the tower, I didn't mean me personally throwing her off. I meant that if there was any justice, she ought to be thrown off."
"Then I shouldn't say any more on that score if I was you," said Nanny, kneeling carefully on the crunching shards. "Besides, I was right. This is Esme, and all that for years anyway. Take off your petticoat."
"Why?"
"Look at her arms, girl."
Magrat stared, then she raised her hands to her mouth.
"What has she been doing?"
"Trying to reach straight through glass by the looks of it," said Nanny.
"Now get it off and help me tear it into strips, and then go and find Mrs. Goggle and see if she's got any ointments and can help us, and tell her if she can't, she'd better be a long way away by morning."
Nanny felt Granny Weatherwax's wrist.
"Maybe Lily Weatherwax could make jam of us, but I'm damn sure I could knock Mrs. Goggle's eye out with the fender if it came to it."
Nanny removed her patent indestructible hat and fished around inside the point. She pulled out a velvet cloth and unwrapped it, revealing a little cachet of needles and a spool of thread. She licked a thread and held a needle against the moon, squinting.
"Oh, Esme, Esme," she said as she bent to her sewing, "you do take winning hard."
Lily Weatherwax looked out at the multi-layered silvery world.
"Where am I?"
"Inside the mirror."
"Am I dead?"
"The answer to that," said Death, "is somewhere between no and yes."
Lily turned and a billion figures turned with her.
"When can I get out?"
"When you find the one that's real."
Lily Weatherwax ran on through the endless reflections. A good cook is always the first one into the kitchen every morning and the last one to go home at night. Mrs. Pleasant damped down the fires. She did a quick inventory of the silverware and counted the tureens. She was aware of being stared at. There was a cat in the doorway. It was big and grey. One eye was an evil yellow.